to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm here each weekday morning to start the day with you by spending time with God. I love that expression, time with God. That is the foundation of your spiritual life. Not just the knowledge about God, not only the fact that you know the scriptures. Yes, those are foundations too. But time with God, building your relationship with Him. Without that, the others are dry, meaningless, even damaging to your life if you're receiving truth but not living in it with God. God wants to walk with you today. God wants to be involved in your life. And the foundation of that happening is your time with God each day. You need to start by spending some time just with God and nothing else. Just reading the Bible with your heart open to God, saying, Lord, what do you have to say to me today? And as God speaks to you, you respond to Him. You begin this relationship of interaction with God. And then you carry that into your day so that all through your day, you're speaking with God and listening to Him and asking Him to help you as you speak with people and as you do your business and as you raise your children and as you interact with your parents. All of these things, God involved in your life today. As we spend time with God today, we're looking at Psalm 118. We started it yesterday, and we want to pick it up today in verse 15. The psalmist says, the sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. We often don't think of it that way, do we? We think a righteous person, a person who's always doing what is right, is kind of a grim-faced person, determined to do what's right and down on everyone who doesn't do what's right. But look at what the psalm says. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. A person can be self-righteous and be not a very nice person to be around, always condemning people, always criticizing people who aren't agreeing with them or living by their same standards. Or they can be a godly righteous person who is righteous because they love to do what pleases God, and it's infectious. They attract other people to that lifestyle rather than trying to squeeze people into that lifestyle by condemnation. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. That's why you're alive. You're not alive to do your job. You may love your job or you may hate your job. Either way, your job is not the reason you're alive. You are alive to tell of the works of the Lord, to point people to Jesus Christ, to show people the attractiveness of loving God and living for Him with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. Do you know someone like that? Someone who loves the Lord? Someone who walks with God? Isn't it an attractive thing? It sure is. He goes on, the Lord has disciplined me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Yes, it's true. Sometimes God has to get our attention, doesn't He? We just start to drift away and get caught up in so many things, and we start to forget God in our lives. And the whole reason for our lives is to know God and love Him and live for Him. And so God, our loving Heavenly Father, like any good father, will discipline us. Discipline us because He loves us and wants to shape our lives for the things that really matter. How are you doing in your walk with God today? I shall not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.